More silence. Sandy couldn't take any more of this. Her son was breaking her heart. She went to hang up, and Danny finally spoke. He said dully, "So much noise. And this horrible smell. Not like the movies. I pulled the trigger. So much noise. Danny?" They jerked. The lockers went pop. People fell down. So much noise. I did such a bad thing, Mommy. His voice rose abruptly. I did such a bad thing. Sandy's chest tightened. She had suspected this was coming, and still, hearing the long-feared words out loud nearly ripped her in two. She whispered helplessly, I'm sorry, honey. I am so sorry it came to this. The noise. So much noise. Danny. He's going to kill me.
Who, Danny? We want to help you.
I want to die, Mommy. I wish I could lay down my head and just die.
Don't talk like that. You're young. You made a mistake. It's this other person's fault. He tricked you, Danny. Can't you see that? He manipulated you. Now tell us who it is. Please, Danny.
But Danny had pulled himself back together. She could hear his ragged breathing quiet, then a long snuffle as he wiped his nose with the back of his hand.
I can't,
he said at last, and his voice sounded surprisingly mature, surprisingly resolved.
I can't tell you anything, Mommy. I'm too damn smart.